Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Bible teachers are committed to the call. In 1858, a Sunday school teacher, Mr. Kimball, led a Boston shoe clerk to give his life to Jesus Christ. The clerk was Dwight L. Moody, who became an evangelist. In 1879, while Mr. Moody preached in England, the heart of a pastor named F.B. Meyer was set on fire for the Lord. Pastor Meyer traveled to an American college campus to preach. Under his preaching, a student by the name of Wilbur Chapman accepted Christ. Mr. Chapman employed a former baseball player named Billy Sunday to lead an evangelistic revival in Charlotte, North Carolina. They invited Mordecai Ham to preach. In that revival, a young man named William Billy Graham heard the gospel and gave his life to Christ. In retrospect, it is easy to see that through the power of the Holy Spirit, committed Bible teachers and preachers have a generational impact on believers. Though both teachers and students are tempted to be diminutive disciples whose faith dissipates when the winds of adversity blow, Christ calls us to be and stay committed as a dedicated and dynamic disciple. Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." Because Satan's desire is to disrupt, disconnect, and discombobulate believers from Jesus, Bible teachers and leaders need to stay committed to the call and train students how to do the same. When we accept Christ, we voice a committed heart and soul to Him and begin a lifetime of learning how to walk the talk. As we grow in Christ and commit to pursue a life that pleases God and gives Him glory, we learn that we can trust Him with more and more of our lives. At the same time, He exposes areas of our lives that need recommitment. The challenge is ceding our will to His will. Teachers, leaders, prayer partners, and family members should work together and help one another to be accountable to God. God calls us to remind each other to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. If no one holds us accountable, we can convince ourselves that our current level of commitment is good enough. Connect with a teacher, leader, or committed believer to help raise the commitment level in our lives from toddler to maturing believer. The text image below of a table with two legs represents a hypothetical area of commitment in our lives, such as controlling our temper. For illustration purposes, the bees on the horizontal represent the breadth of our commitment to control our temper, and the D's on the vertical represent the depth. Based on this simple visual diagram of the breadth and depth of our commitment not to let our temper lead us to sin, we can tell that the breadth of our commitment is broad, but it lacks depth. For instance, we may be able to resist the initial urge to get angry when provoked. However, the image shows that if we are continually provoked, our commitment may lack the depth to continue resisting the temptation to sin, since our commitment is only two levels deep in most cases. It also shows that if the issue is off the table, we may immediately become angry. To grow the breadth and depth of our commitment requires exercising our faith. Faith is a gift from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. By learning to trust His will in our daily walk, our depth of faith takes root and deepens further. Strive to grow commitment that is not only broad, but also deep. Total commitment to God means that Jesus is our sole authority, our guiding light, and our unerring compass. By our sacrifice, selfishness, and service, we reflect Christ. Our axiom is simple and succinct. For me to live is Christ. Questions. Discover. A. Arthur Jack Kiles writes, "To lose something in the will of God is to find something better." What does this statement mean to you? How would you explain it to a non-believer? B. If your commitment level were a growth chart and an inch represented growth via your works, would your life exhibit growth past the toddler height? 2. develop. A. Are you satisfied with the level of commitment that you have with Christ? If so, why? If not, why not? B. Rick Warren said, your commitments can develop you or destroy you, but either way, they will define you. How have your commitments defined you? 3. Demonstrate. Has your commitment to Christ cost you anything? If so, what? If not, why not? B. Today, Christ is not asking us to die for him. He is simply asking us to live for him. Are you? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.